Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased to be joined right now by Astros utility guy, outfielder, second baseman, Tony Kemp, joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Tony, how you doing, man?
I love the fight song, Anchor Down.
Yeah, exactly.
Go Commodores.
Exactly. That's our way of sucking up to guests before bring them on the air. Yep.
Love it. I love it.
Good deal, man. Hey, man, it's great to have you on the show. Congrats again on all the success this season. And I guess just I want to start with just for you personally, you know, since getting drafted by the Astros, you've been up, you've been sent back down, you've been up, you've been sent back down. This year you came up in May and you never went back down. What is it about this year that clicked for you, and how proud are you that this was the year that now you became kind of a fixture on this team?
Yeah, well, first off, thanks, guys, for having me.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. And, yeah, this year was just one of those years, you know, after this season, I'm out of options. So I kind of felt like it was my last straw with the Astros. And I really enjoy Houston. I love the fans and the support. And, you know, I learned a lot in those last 2 years, especially being up and down. You know, when I got the call this time, you know, I remember just on the plane ride into Houston, just having a note in my phone and just writing down, don't go back to the minor leagues. And, you know, that was kind of my goal, and, you know, really played well and, you know, gelled with the team, and we have a lot of great guys, and 103 wins later, you know, we're heading to a postseason.
The glove obviously has always been one of your strengths, your defensive capabilities going back to Vanderbilt, but it feels like this time around, and Sean mentioned the other stints the last few years, you've got better command of what you're looking to do at the plate. What's made the difference for you?
Yeah, just working with we have a hitting guy named Jeff Albert, and, you know, I kind of bought in last spring training to hitting mechanics with him. And, you know, I hit 10 home runs in the minor leagues last season, and, you know, that was a big jump from what I'm used to. And well, the last home run was inside the park home run, but they all count the same.
Yes.
Just really redefining my swing, not to try to drive balls out of the park, but – you know, people always said that I was a slap hitter, and I remember I hated that. So I wanted to drive balls in the gaps, and being able to, you know, just take 2 feet and jump all in with what he was teaching and preaching, I really turned it around last year, hit 10 home runs, and then running into this year, you know, feeling really good at my swing and being able to recognize pitches. And, you know, I felt like I made a lot of changes that needed to be made, you know, for a good season.
Tony Kemp joining us on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Tony, obviously you're going to be a much more integral part of what this team is doing in the postseason this year. You were on the 40-man roster last year, so you got to be with the team during the postseason. What did you learn from just being around the team, observing those games in the postseason, that you think you can apply in this year's postseason?
Yeah, I think you just have to remember that, you know, it's still a baseball game. You know, we are in the postseason, but, you know, it's just another day at the playground. And, you know, I've been playing this game for a long time. And I think the reason, you know, we did so well last year is no one got outside of the moment. Everybody was very in tune to each other and, you know, bouncing ideas back and forth off each other. What's the pitcher throwing? What are people seeing at the plate? And being able to realize that, you know, we can do this. And I think that everybody had positive attitudes throughout the locker room, throughout the last postseason. I think it's very important that, you know, going into this season that we don't, you know, get ahead of ourselves. I think that if we just play our brand of baseball, we'll be okay.
I think everybody knows that the Astros have had a few injuries this season that probably have contributed to the fact that this hasn't been as productive a season offensively maybe as it was for the ball club as a whole last year, but guys like yourself and Tyler White and others have done a nice job filling in the gaps and providing that offense when necessary. You're still not a guy that's going to be penciled in into the lineup more often than not every night, every game. Is that still eat at you a little bit? Are you still hungry to make that a reality at some point down the road here in your career?
Yeah, I think everyone's goal is to be an everyday player in the big leagues, but you know, I just thank God every day for the abilities that He's blessed me with to, you know, go out there, be with my teammates, be with my team, and just be able to have fun playing the game of baseball. You know, sometimes, you know, you don't want to get too out of yourself, and you know, you have to be real with yourself. Sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror and you know, just be honest with yourself. And I think that's the important part because, you know, at the end of the day, man, you just have to say, hey, I gave the best I could. And, you know, you go to sleep happy, wake up the next day, and you just have to get after it. So, yeah, I mean, I think the end goal is to be an everyday player in the big leagues, but I'm just happy to be a small part of this big team.
Yeah, and it's a great team, 103 wins, and you guys have a lot of fun. Certainly you have a lot of fun in the dugout after these home runs. We watched the genesis of the whole hugs thing, which we think is awesome. Can you just take us through, was it a spur-of-the-moment thing that started the hugs, or was this something you went into thinking, this could be my thing in the dugout here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take the idea. I'm going to have to shout out A.J. Reed, Garrett Stubbs, Kyle Tucker, Drew Ferguson. It kind of started in AAA. You know, we thought it would be funny to hit home runs, and whenever we got to the top set, we just give hugs. So it kind of transpired into Gattis hitting home runs and me jumping into his arms. We kind of just did it really quick, and I was like, man, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So that was kind of our handshake, and it led to hugs for homers. I kind of it's funny because I actually have my hugs for homers shirt on now, but. you know, and it was kind of our handshake, so we kind of just rolled with it. And I remember sending a tweet out saying, you know, if hugs for Homer shirts were made, who would buy one? And it got like 2,500 retweets. So I was like, okay, maybe we should see if we can get with Breaking Tier, some shirt company. So we got the shirts marked up, and you know, next thing you know, we're raising $5,000 to the Astros Youth Academy, and. You know, going toward a great cause. So, man, it's pretty special.
Yeah, before we forget, are they still available? Can you still get a Hugs for Homers t-shirt?
Yes, you can. I will have to check with Dom and text him. But
okay.
If they're still available, I will let you guys know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just text us and let us know. That's cool.
And Tony, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, after we had the Dream Crushing t-shirts, that kind of caught fire.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's an amazing group of guys. Can you put into words that, like, the outsider looking in, the chemistry on this team looks nothing short of amazing. You know, not just baseball teams, but any pro team that I've rooted for and followed. Can you just put into words what the atmosphere is like being part of this and what the chemistry is like in that clubhouse?
Dude, it's honestly unbelievable. I was actually talking to Miles Straw today. We were shagging in the outfield today, and I was telling him we had a couple guys go to the Drake concert, and you know, Straw, Josh, those guys are rookies, but you know, sometimes on different teams those guys don't really get invites to rookies, and you know, we just gel, man. You can just tell that the guys like Altuve, Marwin Gonzalez, George Springer, Dallas Keuchel, those guys who have been through 100 lost seasons now to back-to-back 100 win seasons, you know, they've honestly set the standard for what the clubhouse should be. And, you know, there's no rookie hazing. It's everyone's inviting. And I think that's important in the clubhouse because no one is walking on eggshells. Everyone's themselves. Everyone can be their own person. And I think that's what leads to a winning culture as well.
Tony, Sean mentioned that we're going to have you on Wednesdays throughout the month. We're so happy there are five Wednesdays in October.
Yeah, October. It's a big Wednesday month.
In 2018. And I think you'll find out over these five Wednesdays that that I'm the kind of guy where if we have a guest on the show who's listed at 5'6", 165, and he utters the words, I'm just happy to be a small part of a great team.
Yeah,
that
you like that, don't
inside
you?
I'm giggling a little bit just because that's kind of the way I am. But seriously, you're probably not the shortest guy on this team with Jose Altuve as a teammate. Silly question. Have you ever not been the shortest guy? And do you have that so-called little guy mentality? You know, you always hear the stereotype is that the guys who are a little smaller than the rest of their teammates are that much more feisty and want to fight for it. Is that, can we say that about you?
Little man syndrome.
There you go. I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
Napoleon.
You can say it. It does not bother me. No, I don't think I have little man syndrome. I understand, you know, like the David Ecksteins, the guys who are, you know, small and gritty can sometimes, you know, get upset with their height. But honestly, man, I'm I look at it as a blessing. I mean, I think God made me at 5'6" just so I had a small strike zone.
That's a good way to look at it.
That is a solid way to look at it.
And you are taller than Altuve, right?
I got him by half an inch.
Yes, yes. Awesome. So, and we're talking to Astros outfielder Tony Kemp. Tony, are you a guy of like a film rat, baseball junkie who's like counting down the minutes till the wild card game tonight? Are you going to be watching this game tonight?
That would be Alex Bregman.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Alex Bregman is, you know, you can just tell that kid's special. I mean, especially up through the year that he had. But I am a guy that likes to get the work done kind of like right before the game. You know, I don't hit batting practice on the field. I just do strictly cage work. Hmm. And definitely something I changed coming into spring training this year. And it's definitely helped. You know, it doesn't matter for me. I don't need to really see ball flight on the field. But what I do is, you know, I have a coach throw to me kind of closer, but with hard velo. So, you know, I feel like that's better for me. Every hitter is different. And, you know, getting back to your question, you know, I'm more of a feel hitter. I don't try to get into my mechanics too much because, you know, when you're hitting, you just kind of want to be, you know, free up there and loose, and you don't want to be thinking about, you know, your hands or your footwork or, you know, driving your hip through the zone. So I just try to be a feel hitter. If my swing's not feeling good, that's when I go back to the video and see what I'm doing wrong. You know, it's funny. Sometimes, you know, your feet can be off and your swing is just barely off. And, I mean, when that ball's coming at 95, you have to be on in every aspect. So, yeah, I just try to keep it as loose as possible.
Tony Kemp from the Astros joining us here on the Triple Threat. So we're less than 48 hours away from the start of the series with the Cleveland Indians. I guess a quick two-parter for you. What concerns you the most about this Tribe ball club? What do you consider maybe the biggest hurdle the Astros will have to clear to advance to the next round? And at this point, has A.J. Hinch given you any indication as to how you'll be used in this series?
There has been no indication on how I'll be used, but I will be ready every inning. Trust me on that. As far as hurdles for this Indians team, I mean, they do a lot of things well. They have good pitching. I think the thing for us is, you know, going into every game, we just want to get the starter out and get into their bullpen as soon as possible. You know, that was the game plan against the Red Sox, and that's probably going to be the game plan going into this series. It's just, you know, try to get in the bullpen early. You get in the bullpen early, you can eat at them for, you know, the next couple of games, and that makes people short on rest. So I think that's pretty much something that we're going to have to try to do.
Yep, definitely a starting rotation that you want to get out of there as quickly as possible. Cleveland's got some, they got some arms for sure. Tony Kemp, Astros outfielder. He's presented by Mack Hike Chevy. Find new roads at MackHikeChevy.com. Tony, we're really looking forward to some more conversations with you. And goes without saying, best of luck this weekend, and we look forward to talking with you next Wednesday.
Hey, sounds good, guys. I'll see you then. Thanks for having me.
Sounds good. You got it, Tony. Tony Kemp joining us here for his what's going to be a weekly hit throughout the month of October.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.